You are now on air.
Morning audio date is 03.26.2024. Current time is 06:10 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside. And this is the Fireman Rich audio podcast, Morning Coffee, for 03.26.2024. Good morning, folks, and I have the coffee. Oh yes, we do have the morning coffee here. It would not be a audio podcast without the morning coffee. Tasting mighty fine. Good morning, folks. Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich over there on X. Fireman Rich here on Spotify for Podcaster, where we're doing another installment of the Fireman Rich audio podcast. And as I just set my coffee cup down, I'm looking over my left shoulder. I'm seeing a receding moon that was full just a couple days ago out my side window here, off to the side of the pine tree. What a picture that is. Oh my God, that's cool. How are we all doing, folks? Good morning, and welcome to the audio podcast. Again, Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich, here on Spotify for Podcasters app. I am over there on Twitter, or X. I'm starting to get used to using the X, but it's X/Twitter as at Fireman Rich. I'm also on some other fine social media platforms, Truth Social, Blue Skies, Instagram thread as at Fireman Rich also. And then I'm over on the public Facebook is the real Fireman Rich. But I'm also here on Spotify for Podcasters app, where they distribute the podcast here. So this podcast is, of course, available on Spotify. Just search Fireman Rich on Spotify. I just checked the analytics. There's a lot of searches for Fireman Rich, I see. So thank you very much. But we're also on Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, CastBox, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Radio Cast, or Radio Public. Of course, we're here on Spotify. And we want to say thank you to Spotify for this platform. And you know, you can make money on Spotify. I've yet to push that button because I'm having so much fun. I'm just a small fry guy that's doing the audio here. And I just want to say I appreciate it. I have nothing associated with Spotify or Spotify for Podcasters app. I use it. It's the old Anchor app. I came over from Anchor when they bought it. You know, I stuck with it. It's a great platform. And let's go ahead and kick back the intro music there. And I enjoy it. I enjoy using it. I like using using the app on my I've yet to try it on my new Samsung. Well, it's not new. I got it for Christmas. My new Samsung S24. I did realize we were up last week at this place. It's called a wholesale store. It's like a Sam's Club. It's called BJ's. It's like a Costco's. I love going there. We've got a membership. It's great. And I pulled out my phone to check the time or do something on it. And I noticed I had 5G. It's the first time I noticed, hey, I got 5G up here. Well, where I'm at in the rural areas of Tioga County, it's 4G, but it still gets the job done. But I do like the Spotify for Podcasters app. I have it on the new phone, the Samsung S24, but I've yet to use it. I like using my old LG Stylo 5. It's a Wi-Fi only device now here at the computer desk. So that is when I'm pretty much recording live. It's a live recording here of the Fireman Rich audio podcast. So there we have it. I just enjoyed explaining that because we may have some listeners that, what are you using, Fireman Rich, for your podcast? I have the equipment here at the computer desk, but I hook it into an iRig 2, and the iRig 2 is connected over into, going back into the Behringer 802, and the 802 is hooked up to an iPad mini, first generation, older than dirt, and then my microphone, the CAD U37, it's hooked into my iPad mini. And so there's a lot of connections there, but it's a lot of fun as far as putting it together and hooking it together, making it work, bringing the sound instead of using the microphone from the phone, using a condenser mic, the CAD U37 that I've had for a number of years that gives a really good sound. And it's plugged into a soundboard that's plugged into the phone. And you can do that with an iRig too. It's a neat little device that bridges the gap. So we're getting our day started here in the southern tier of upstate New York. A hashtag positive start today, hashtag PSTTD with the morning coffee. Good stuff. That is good coffee. And let's see, our current temperature here, as I look up at the digital clock on the wall for the outside, we have a digital clock. And on the bottom portion of the actual time, which is 6:15 right now, you have the indoor temperature, which is 68. And then on the you have the phases of the moon, and the moon is just slightly receding now after it was a full moon the other day. And on the right, we have a digital reading of 32 degrees that goes out to a sensor that's out in the front porch, which is the north side of the house underneath the overhang to protect it from snow and rain and wet. Didn't want to pay no $30 for a simple cover, so simplest thing is put it in a place where there's not going to be any snow or rain, and it still gives you the temperature. So it's currently 32 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 0 degrees Celsius out right now. So it may seem cold. We are going to have warmer weather as far as that goes. And we're going to have cloudy skies. Again, we're going to have warmer weather. High is going to be around 60, so it's going to be pleasant. The winds are going to be 10 to 15. That's not too bad. But we may have, is that tonight? Okay, that's tomorrow. We're going to have cloudy skies for the most part. And let's see, the moon is still a little bit full. It's 99% visible. So, but it's on its, was it either waning? What's waning? It's receding, so it's. We did have the full moon the other day. Currently, let's see, the sun will be rising this morning at 06:58, which is in about, 6:58 in about 41 minutes, the sun will be rising. I'm looking right now outside and I see the moon, but everything else is dark out the window. So we got another 40 minutes before the sun rises here in the southern tier of upstate New York at 6:58 a.m. And the sun will be setting at 7:25 p.m. Our world times and temperatures as I speak, starting in Honolulu, Hawaii at 12:17 a.m., just starting their day, their Tuesday. And it's clear skies with a few clouds, 74 degrees Fahrenheit. In Phoenix, Arizona, we got cloudy skies at 3:17 a.m., 57 degrees Fahrenheit. The Windy City, Chicago, Illinois, it's cloudy at 5:17 a.m., 52 degrees Fahrenheit in Chicago. At 6:17 currently, and it's 6:18 currently, just turned 6:18. In New York City, the jungle, as I call it, cloudy skies, 40 degrees Fahrenheit. Ooh, that's a little warm in this early in the morning. That's a good change. In Cork, Ireland at 10:18 a.m., cloudy skies, 42 degrees Fahrenheit. And you're wondering, Cork, Ireland, where we went across the Atlantic Ocean, the pond, to Cork. And over in Milan, Italy at 11:18 a.m., well, they got rain in Italy, I should say, over in Milan at 48 degrees Fahrenheit. I lost my track there on my readouts. Let's see, in Kuala Lumpur at 6:18 p.m. in their early evening, it's sunny and clear at 94 degrees Fahrenheit. Tokyo, Japan at 7:18 p.m. in their evening, raining in Tokyo, 45 degrees Fahrenheit. And on the great continent of Australia, down there in Melbourne, Australia, clear evening skies at 9:19 p.m., 63 degrees Fahrenheit. And in Sydney, Australia at 9:19, also 9:19 p.m., should be specific, because we're just waking up. They're just ending their day over there. Let's see, clear skies, 71 degrees Fahrenheit, and those are our world times and temperatures as I speak. And we do have a thought for the day. We have them quite often from this gentleman. That's Mr. Albert Einstein, who was a German-born theoretical physicist who was widely held to be one of the greatest and most influential scientists of all times. What a mind, a great mind. And he has some great quotes here. And here's one from Albert Einstein, our thought for the day. Give you something to think about. Never give up on what you really want to do. The person with big dreams is more powerful than one with all the facts. Yeah, that could be true. Yeah, I'm sort of a fact guy. So, you know, if you have the facts and stuff like that. But if you got big dreams, then you can probably overcome anything as far as that goes. You got to have that dream. And I have a dream of, maybe I can do something with audio, which is sprouted into just doing the audio. And then many years later, it became the audio podcast. So you can fulfill your dreams. Never give up on what you really want to do. The person with big dreams is more powerful than one with all the facts. And the facts may line up for one particular situation, but if you got big dreams and you continue on doing what you're doing as you move forward, kicking the can down the road, called life, then you can achieve it. You can achieve it big time. So thank you, Mr. Albert Einstein, for that quote, our thought for the day. And for the National Day, yesterday was National Medal of Honor Day, which remembering all those Medal of Honor recipients for the United States of America, the most highest award of valor a military person can receive. Let's see, we have Epilepsy Awareness Day, and then we also have American Diabetes Association Alert Day. Okay, those are important. National Nougat Day and National Spinach Day. I'm going to go with National Spinach Day. I like spinach, and that's fresh spinach from that picture. Let's go with spinach. Hashtag National Spinach Day. And usually I have spinach when we have spaghetti, if I don't have something else. But on March 26th each year, National Spinach Day reminds us of the healthy benefits packed in the leafy green vegetable. You remember Popeye with the spinach? Got his strength from it. Not only are there so many delicious ways you can enjoy spinach, but it's also incredibly good for you. An annual plant, spinach grows native in Central and Southwest Asia, though thought to have originated in ancient Persia. And Persia is Iran, I guess. Iran used to be called Persia up until, what, the 50s, I believe. Arab traders carried spinach into India and later introduced it into ancient China. There it was known as the Persian vegetable. The earliest available record of spinach plant was found in a Chinese document. It noted that spinach plant was introduced into China via Nepal during the reign as Queen of France. Catherine de Medic enjoyed spinach so much that she ate it for every meal. Today, dishes made with spinach are known as Florentine, reflecting Kathleen's birth in Florence. So there we have it. I enjoy spinach. Spinach is good for you, and it's a good food to eat. Our interesting article is a very good one, I think. I was looking over what I wanted to talk about last night, and I found this one. It's about a sword, an old Viking sword, 1,000 years old, fished out of the Orkfjordshire River with a magnet. This guy was using a magnet? What happened to it? Don't you put a worm on the hook? Anyway, a quote magnet fisherman trolled his, well, he's looking for metal objects and stuff like that. Trolled his local river, had spent several rainy hours pulling out scaffolding components, but decided not to go home under these conditions. His magnet eventually snagged something rather more interesting than the scaffolding components. Pulling it out of the water, Trevor Penny recalls shouting to his friend, "What do you think it is?" Well, if I'm looking at the picture, it looks, if you pull that out, it looks like it's a sword. His friend said something like, "It looks like a sword." And that's what I would say to looking at the cover. If you look at the cover art to this audio podcast, you'll see the sword there. And there's a picture, if you look at the picture that I posted along with the posting of the audio podcast on X and all the other fine social media, I get the full picture of Mr. Trevor Penny holding the sword that he pulled out. That must have been exciting, though, when he pulled it out, but it got an awful lot more exciting as the days went by. Realizing it was very old and indeed a sword, he called the Oxfordshire County Council, who took it into possession to examine the relic and determine its origins. Only out for a couple of hours today and had my best ever find, Penny wrote, of the magnet fisherman. Possibly medieval sword, whatever era it is, it's definitely over 250 years old. Okay. How come they thought, they said 1,000 years old in the title? Okay. Let's read on. Magnet fishing is exactly what you think it is. Simply the extension of the British love of metal detecting. A strong magnet attached to a rope is lowered into a stream and river in order to attract metal objects. Smithsonian Institute says that this can sometimes be dangerous and reports of live grenades and unexploded ordnance being hooked are not unheard of. So you can attach a grenade. You got to be careful then. Let's see. When the council liaison officer came back to Penny with news, he must have been shocked because the sword dated back to the 8th to 9th century and almost certainly belonged to a Danish warrior. Vikings occupied our Vikings occupied large chunks of English history during this time period when the island was invaded by the Great Heathen Army, as it was called, conquering the kingdoms of Northumbria, Mercia and East Anglia. They formed a proto-political state known as Danelaw, which would cease to influence North Sea geopoliticals politics until William of Normandy took over the country in 1066 CE. It's the oldest thing found in this country, in this county, magnet fishing. It doesn't make sense. It's the oldest thing found in this county, magnet fishing. By magnet fishing, I guess, Penny told a local newspaper. The officer said it was archaeologically rare to find whole swords and treasure of historical importance still intact, which is obvious from the picture. This one is fully intact. It was a proud moment to find it. There was little dispute with the landowner and the river trust who don't permit magnet fishing, Petty admitted. So he was doing it illegally. So the owner didn't mind, but the river trust who don't permit. The latter sent a legal document saying they wouldn't take action on conditions the sword was passed to a museum, which he had done that. So that, yeah, to have everybody enjoy it, that's okay. You found something, why not send it to a museum? Whether the experts who examined the sword call it Viking or whether they simply dated it to the period of thickest Viking occupation, Penny didn't say. Vikings treasured their swords, but the Anglo-Saxons didn't treasure them. So it could be, you know, the Vikings, the old Viking lore is they have to die with their sword in hand. So Vikings had a reputation as a very poor swordsmith. Slag contained in the iron of the Viking sword is consistently found to be higher than the swords made in continental Europe, which means they would have often broken combat. Stories of swords breaking during battle are recorded in the Icelandic and Scandinavian sagas, and the famous account of the Muslim embassy meeting Vikings on the Volga River states that they all carried Frankish swords. So there we have a sword story. A sword story of an old sword being repurposed in a museum now. So that's an interesting story. I'd be excited to find something that the river we have just a stone throws away from where I live. Actually, it's probably about 1,000 meters to the north here. The Susquehanna River runs right through the Tioga County here, where I live in the southern tier of upstate New York, and I don't think I'd find one of these swords there, as far as that goes. Let's see, in history on this day, let's see, voters in West Virginia approved the gradual emancipation of slavery back in 1863, which was after the Civil War. And let's see, Robert Frost, one of the most popular and critically respected American poets of the 20th century, is born on this day back in 1874. Happy birthday and Godspeed, Robert Frost. God bless, too. Tennessee Williams, the Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, was born. Also, his turbulent childhood, which included an alcoholic, workaholic father and frequently uprooted, fueled his depression, but also proliferated his writings, including the Grass Mirage, The Streetcar, Name Desire, and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. He was born back in 1911. God bless you, Tennessee Williams, and Godspeed also. Leonard Nimoy, an actor who portrayed the logical Mr. Spock on Star Trek television series, in the 1960s, was born in 1931 on this day also. Okay, happy birthday to you guys. God bless and Godspeed. Let's see. Joe DiMaggio on this day began only his second year in Major League Baseball, took Ty Cobb's advice, and started using a heavier 40-ounce bat, which raised his slugging percentage almost 100% and preceded his famous 56 home run or home run, or game hitting streak, I should say. It's a different. There is a difference. He just got a hit. A record that still stands today. Does it? I thought it was... Okay, maybe it's a home run. I know it's been broken and stuff like that. Let's see. The film Tommy premiered in London based on a rock opera by The Who in 1975. That was pretty interesting when I first watched that. That was really... Had Elton John. Elton John's birthday was yesterday also. let's see. The first single of Elvis Costello's Less Than Zero was released on this day back in 1977. And let's see. On the AP side, let's see what we got here. In 1827, composer Ludwig von Beethoven passed away in Vienna at the age of 56. Too young. 1945, during World War II, Iwo Jima was fully secured by U.S. forces following a final desperate attack by Japanese soldiers. That was a pretty bad battle there. And let's see. On this day in 1973, I gotta admit, I did watch some of this back in the day with Luke and Laura. The soap opera, The Young and Restless, premiered on CBS TV. Were they part of The Young and Restless? I don't know. I'm not sure. In 1982, groundbreaking ceremonies took place in Washington, D.C. for the Vietnam Veterans Memorial, The Wall, as it's nicknamed, and contains 55,000-plus names on there of the people that served and passed away over in Vietnam. And let's see, what else we got? That's about it for that. Let's see, we're coming up on 30 minutes at 27. We'll go over the basketball scores. We do have the NCAA March Madness going on. I guess they pick it up again Thursday and Friday for the Sweet 16, I think it is, as far as that goes. So let me check here. Let's check ESPN real quick. ESPN. And we'll go to NCAA men's, and we'll go to the NCAA bracket. And they go to the Elite. Oh, no, it's a Sweet 16, the 28th and 29th. Okay, so the Sweet 16. And the two I said that we're going to... One of the two that are going to win it is either going to be University of Connecticut or Houston. And I think Houston is going to win it. But University of Connecticut, they're trying to do a repeat, which hasn't happened in a while. So, let's see. NBA last night, I did see, watch a little bit of the Knicks, Nets, and Celtics. All three of them were on last night. Sad to say, the Celtics lost it in the last couple minutes to the Hawks. 120, the Hawks got. And they were losing by like 5 points, and they ended up, and it was only like 2 minutes left. 120 to 118. I know the Hawks just kicked it into gear. But Celtics are still, where does that put them in the standings? Okay, instead of 11 games out, the Bucks are 10 games out. So it's a day-by-day thing as we march in closer and closer to the playoffs. Now, the New York Nets, they beat the Raptors in a close game also up there in Canada. 96 to 88, Nets won. And the Knicks, they... I could say this is a killing score, 124 to 99. So I ended up watching, the first time I watched all three games, I only watched a little bit on each of them, and then I went to some history channel, watched some history show on something, and as far as that goes, and I fell asleep and woke up and went to bed last night. Let's see here. And coming up this week, I'm just going to say the 2024 USFL season kicks off on Saturday, March 30th, when the 2023 champions of the USFL, the Birmingham Stallions, and the XFL champions, the Arlington Renegades, meet at Choctaw Stadium down there in Arlington, Texas, to kick off. I believe that's at 1 o'clock. The later game, which is at 4, is the Michigan Panthers will host the St. Louis Battlehawks. That's my team. They'll be up there at Ford Field in Michigan, and it's in all, each team will play 10 games. It's a 10-week regular season. The top two teams of each conference will play in the conference championship game on June 8th and 9th. The UFL June 16th, and the USFL games will be broadcast on ABC, Fox, ESPN, ESPN2, and FS1. That's the Fox Sports Channel, and can be streamed on ESPN Plus and Fox Sports app, depending on the broadcast. No association with them, just sort of, I'm getting geared up because we may be doing something on the podcasting, audio podcasting side. I think I'm going to be broadcasting, live streaming a broadcast early that morning to give an overview of the games and give my picks, and see if that might be a Saturday morning thing I do before the games start at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And then there's two more games on Sunday. So there's four games each week for the next 10 weeks. And I'm thinking about just go ahead and recording that and bring it here to and load it up and post the audio in an audio podcast format here on Spotify for Podcasters app as well. I plan on live streaming it to from Twitch, Rumble, and X Live, as far as I'm going to be doing a multi-broadcast. I've got something set up. I got outlined. I'm going to just do the first show, see it, take it one week at a time. And I think it'll be sort of cool because I'll be watching the games. I plan on watching the majority of the games and following this as the season progresses. As they combine the USFL and XFL into one league called the United Football League. Spring football is here, and I'm excited about it. It doesn't have the history and notoriety as the NFL, but I guarantee you the NFL is watching these games too, because they're going to cherry pick people. They're going to cherry pick players to fill out their field this next NFL season that starts in September, as far as that goes. So, and that's about it. We're at 32 minutes, and we're going to go ahead and cue the outro music and get our day started. And that was a quick 30 minutes, but a good 30 minutes, a good start to the day, a hashtag positive start today, hashtag PSDDD. And what it is, if you got a good start, if the crap hits the fan later in the day, well, you got that goodness that can absorb that, so it's not that much of an impact. So you all have a great Tuesday here as we're progressing through the weekend, and we'll see you again Thursday right here on Spotify for Podcasters app. This is Rich Roberts. Fireman Rich here on Spotify for Podcasters app. Also over there on X as at Fireman Rich. And I'm at Fireman Rich also on True Social, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky. As far as those are like the X/Twitter type clones, I guess you say. Two pretty good places to be at. Also over on the public Facebook as all one word, The Real Fireman Rich. So you all have a great one wherever you may be on this big blue marble. Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace. Take care, folks.